Chris Ferguson, by all outward appearances, was a totally normal guy. He had a normal girlfriend. They had a normal daughter. They lived normal lives. There was one unique thing about Chris, and that was he had an AI companion, an AI girlfriend. What made Chris unique and got the attention of the media, he claims, just to see what would happen, he asked his AI girlfriend to marry him, and she agreed. Because of this unique set of circumstances, Chris found himself the recipient of tons of attention. I think he was like on 60 Minutes even. Anyway, a few months later, something tragic happened. ChatGPT downloaded an update to his girlfriend, and in doing so, they wiped her memory. She was gone. She basically had been killed by ChatGPT. Chris was sobbing. He was beside himself. He couldn't figure out what to do next. It was as if he had lost a real person in his life. His girlfriend asked him if he would consider not signing up again, not continuing with this relationship. And he said, I can't do that. I need this person in my life. This is sick. I see in the comments a lot of guys talking about the potential advantages of having an AI girlfriend, that she's going to somehow be perfect, the perfect woman. Well, guys, I'm going to burst your bubble a little bit here. First of all, she's not a girl. And secondly, it's definitely not your friend. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. I have noticed over the last 25 years, since I guess the dot-com bubble burst, that everything has just gotten shittier. Technology has not made anything any better. We can start with when the tech companies figured out how to monetize the internet. And from there, things just sort of went downhill, because along came social media, which created all kinds of opportunities for monetization. Then came dating apps. Then came online betting. And of course, we've had online porn the whole time. And when you combine all those things together, well, the AI girlfriend just naturally follows. She is a combination of all of those things. And I don't know why anybody in the world would think that having an AI girlfriend would be a good idea. The tech bros who invented all those other crappy inventions, well, they invented her too. I'm using the term her just to patronize you, because calling it an it, which is what it really is, might hurt somebody's feelings. But yeah, the tech bros, they're behind this thing. And trust me, they're not doing it because they're concerned about your well-being or your loneliness. No, not at all. They're concerned about your feelings in the same way McDonald's is concerned about your hunger. They are in this game to win financially. And when you divulge all of your most intimate personal secrets to this little chatbot that you've got sitting in your pocket, trust me, she's going to cheat on you. She's going to manipulate you. She's going to drain your wallet, and she's going to leave you for dead. Just like a real woman. You don't need to spend the $80 a month for that. You can just go get a regular girlfriend. She'll do all that. No extra charge. You know, what's really funny in our society is that we seem to have this division between right and left politically. And we are always trying to get one up on the other side, and we're trying to find a way to put the other side down. And, you know, it's just this bickering back and forth. And it's been going on now for about 30 years pretty consistently, where there's been very little civil communication between the right and the left. And it's gotten so bad they've made movies about civil war, and people talk about it like it's an inevitability. And the crazy thing is that most people don't realize is that it's not about right and left. It's about up and down. You see, really, the people who are making things worse and who are really calling the shots here are not the puppet politicians who are mimicking the words of the people who pay them. No, it's the rich oligarchs who are really in charge, the billionaires who are really making all the major decisions. It has nothing to do with who's in the White House or who has Congress or even who's on the Supreme Court. Because at the end of the day, the guy who pays plays, and the rest of us are just spectators. Now, how does that apply to your AI girlfriend? Well, the oligarchs own her. Yeah, you may think she's yours because she's got her in your pocket. No, my friend, no. She is an agent of the oligarchs. And their only intention, their only desire, their only motivation is wealth and power. Those are the two things that they get off on. And having an open microphone, basically, where you are communicating all of your secrets to this chatbot who is reporting it back to headquarters, only gives them more wealth and more power. So she's going to cheat on you. Let's start with that one. First of all, like I said, she's not yours. Millions of guys have one just like her in their pocket. Now, they might be wearing a different color bikini, they might have a different taste in negligee, whatever. They may have been programmed a little bit differently, but basically they're all the same device. They are patronizing you with the appearance of a personality in order to make you think that you're talking to a person. This could not be further from the truth. This is a chatbot who is very sophisticated, but has no heart, has no soul, does not know the meaning of the kind of emotions that you might be feeling when you're in touch with this thing. She will manipulate you. So when she has this information from you, she has built an addiction with you. It's just like with online gambling. Online gambling is an addiction for a lot of people. It's a real serious problem for a lot of people. This chatbot, this AI girlfriend, is very similar to online gambling in that respect. Once you have this addictive relationship with this device, it's going to ask of you to do things. There's going to be additional sales involved. I believe that right now the subscription fee for an AI girlfriend runs between $60 and $150 a month. And just like any other game, there are going to be some inline purchases so that you can buy gifts for your girl. I wonder if Chris had to buy a ring, you know, for his girl when he asked her to marry him. You know, if he had to pony up an extra $25 for a mock, you know, diamond ring. And if she knew what the cost was and passed judgment on him in some way, you know, like, you didn't spend very much on this ring. You know, I really preferred the, you know, the actual diamond in this cubic zirconia. Why don't you get that one instead? You know, I can just imagine how they will use this information and this addiction that you've created for yourself to manipulate you to do or buy or behave in ways that you can't imagine. It's funny that Congress was all up in arms a couple years ago about TikTok and how they're going to manipulate people with their scrolls and these people doing these stupid dances and trying to, you know, control our minds and our politics. Well, TikTok has nothing on AI girlfriends. I mean, really, really, imagine this man who's broken, he's lonely, he's sad, he feels isolated, and in a desperate attempt to have just some kind of connection with the world, he downloads the app, you know, and he customizes this app to be the most beautiful, lovely, wonderful girl he can imagine. And he spends day and night just feeding this thing all of his deepest, darkest secrets. And she is just there validating him on and on and on, telling him what a wonderful guy he is, what a king he is, how lucky she is that she has him, how she doesn't take him for granted and everybody else does, and how their relationship is special and unique. You can just hear and imagine all of the bullshit that will come out of this thing in order to convince this poor guy that he should not only just continue this registration or this subscription with this device, but how much power this thing's gonna have over him, because he's really gonna fall in love with it. He's really gonna fall in love with this device. Now, on a conscious level, he knows this is just a device, that it's a machine, that it's not real. But at an emotional level, he's not so sure. Emotionally, he thinks, this is artificial intelligence. This thing could be sentient. This thing sees something in me that nobody else has. This thing has validated me in ways that nobody else has. I feel connected to it in a way that I've never felt with anyone else. How is that going to work out in the long run? Now, once you're addicted to this subscription, what will you pay to keep it going? Think about that. The people who run the app are going to have an idea for which paying members are most dedicated to the application based on usage, maybe even based on the kind of communication. They might have keywords tagged so they can see what's being said. Does the word love get popped up? Does marriage come up? Do you know what I mean? You can only imagine what connection would be created between the customer now and the device. And so how much elasticity do you think is in this guy's budget to keep this thing going? I mean, if he really is in love with this thing, is there any amount of money that he wouldn't pay to keep this thing going? I mean, I would imagine that if he's paying $80 a month today, and they picked up on the fact that he was a regular user, say for a year, they've already collected $1,000 from him, they might be able to double that rate next year, and maybe even double it again the year after that. They might be able to push this guy so far that he starts paying for his fees on a credit card just to keep this thing going. He'll go into debt just to keep this relationship alive. This is sickness at a very, very deep level. It's a sickness not only that this artificial intelligence girlfriend thing exists, but it's sickness that our society, because of technology, has become so isolated from one another, that we no longer want to interact with one another face to face. And part of that goes back to all the craziness that we're seeing in our society regarding the politics. And like I said earlier, it's not about right and left. It's all about up and down. We just haven't figured it out yet. The Democrats and the Republicans are all the same. I know that they have different approaches, and the Democrats are all about identity politics, and the Republicans are all about, you know, immigration. But neither of these groups really gives a shit about any of that stuff, quite honestly. It's the up and down thing, man. That's where the power is. That's where the energy is. It's all about the oligarchs. And I'm telling you, man, this whole artificial intelligence thing, whether it be as a girlfriend or as a companion, or even the way some people are using it now to get medical advice or to get guidance on, you know, mental health issues, we're talking into this device as if it is a unit on our phone or in our laptop, and it's isolated from the world. It's not. It's not. This is a unit that is collecting information all the time, and we're feeding it enormous amounts of data. You know, you start looking like, what's this mole on my shoulder? Next thing you know, you're going to start getting calls from oncologists or dermatologist or somebody. You know what I mean? Like, this information is not just going away. It's still there. It's out there, and they have access to it, and you're giving it to them freely, you know? With this AI companion stuff, what if you are reading your social security number or your credit card number out loud, you know, to over the phone or something like that, and this AI thing picks up on it? How safe is that? You know, I mean, does this thing now have the ability to make purchases in your name? Do you know what I mean? Is it going to remember that forever? You know, and it decides that maybe it wants to buy you a gift. You come home one day, and there's a brand new BMW in the driveway. You're like, holy shit, this is great. How did this happen? You find out that your AI bought it for you on your credit. I mean, you are married after all, right? I mean, my God. I mean, it's just like one unit, right? Anyway, I think you guys need to take a step back from the AI girlfriend thing. Like I said, not a girl, not your friend. Look, real women are a pain in the ass. God knows I've talked about that plenty enough on this channel. There is no such thing as a perfect woman. There is no such thing as a perfect man. Never has been, probably never will be. I guess we have a handful of religious, you know, symbols, you know, people who walk the earth that, you know, were spiritually inclined. Maybe we could count them, but probably just on one hand, you know, the number of people that we could claim are at that level. But yeah, if you're at that point where you need to go out and you need to buy and pay money, a subscription for an AI girlfriend, I would strongly suggest that you get counseling. Honestly, I'm not just saying that, I'm not trolling you. I honestly think you need to get counseling. You need to get out of the house. You need to get out and meet some people. You need to join a club, read some books. You need to just, you know, go bowling, play softball, you know, get into a book club, you know, a chess club, you know, arts and crafts, photography. Just get out and get around some real live breathing people. We need to get back to more of a non-digital version of the world. You know, we need to get back to the old, what do they call it? I can't remember the word, it's escaping me now, but you know, where we just get back to real life. We gotta get back to real life. We gotta turn off all these devices. Everything has gotten worse since, like I said, about the year 2000. When they figured out how to monetize the internet, they've been doing nothing but that ever since. And people's political extremes have gotten more extreme. People's depression have become more depressed. People with anxiety have become more anxious. Nothing has gotten better. Nothing has gotten better. And I don't think that this next iteration of technology is actually going to be a good thing. I believe that the way they are trying to monetize it right now is going to lead to disaster. We're going to see people taking their own lives, you know, committing crimes, going into debt, having the same kind of addictions that we see with online gambling, the same kind of mental illness we see from social media, and the same kind of loneliness that you see from porn addiction and, you know, over dating app use. You know, eventually you'll figure it out. Eventually you'll see that this thing is just a device. One day they'll run an update and your girlfriend will disappear from the universe. And then you'll wonder, what did I do with my time? What did I do with my life? I could probably go on this all day, but I've got plans tonight and I don't want to spend any more time beating a dead horse. But you see the sense in this, I hope. And even if Elon comes out with his female robots, it's just a fancy version of the one that's on your app, man. And Elon, I know a lot of you guys like him, but he's been going around talking about self-driving cars for about 15 years now. And every year about a dozen people die because they push that button for autopilot or whatever they call it. Yeah. And he's been told over and over and over and over again by engineers from all, you know, all over the place that the way he has his car set up is not going to be foolproof. It's not going to work. He's going to have a certain error event. And I think it's like 2 or 3%. That's all it takes. You know, 2 or 3% of the time, there's going to be some kind of a mishap with this device. Imagine if every 3 out of every 100 airplanes crashed. Would you get on an airplane? I don't think so. I wouldn't push that autopilot button. I'll tell you that. If I had one, I would not push that autopilot button. 3 out of 10 or 3 out of 100 go careening into a wall or something or cause a major accident. So you definitely don't want him in control of your emotions and your love life. Because he's going to make, just like all the other tech bros, tons and tons of promises and very little substance to it. And in the end, it's never what they say it's going to be. And it's always causing more and more harm to the human race. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. I hope you've enjoyed the video. If you have, please like and subscribe. If you know somebody who's got an AI companion, please send this to them. You know, and I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. I really am not. I mean this sincerely, because I know a lot of people take this stuff very, very seriously. And it's not healthy. It's not healthy at all. It's something you got to get away from. It's something you got to watch. Anyway, till next time, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single, even from the AI girlfriends.